Blog Talk Radio.
When I was a little girl,
tuned into Block Talk Radio. Your program is the Old Ship of Zion. Your host and moderator, Overseer Janice Ward. And I'm just so delighted to be able to come back across these skyways and highways once again, bringing unto you the divine word of truth. I hope and I pray that all is well in your family circle. I hope and pray that all continue to be well with you and yours. I just want to thank you for allowing me into your living room space. I want to thank you for allowing me into your work area. And then I want to thank you for allowing me to ride on down the dangerous highway and byway with the Old Ship of Zion on your radio dial. And I just want to just take this opportunity to thank all of you, my just continual faithful listeners that continually to keep the Old Ship of Zion a part of your listening program. And for doing so, God has a blessing engraved with your name on it. Hallelujah. And so I want to send condolences out to those of you that has lost loved ones. I want to send condolences out to my kinship family that has lost a loved one on last week, and she'll be having a funeral services on today. So I just want to send prayers and condolences out to my family as well, and as well as the families, you know, that are listening here on this morning. And I just pray that you know that you have prayer warriors and you have saints of God that are praying with you and for you around the spectrum. Hallelujah. So just know that you're not alone in your hour of bereavement, but you have pilgrims and warriors that are praying for you and with you during the hour of a great loss. All right, then. Well, I have allocated the chat room. I've opened it up for your listening and sitting pleasure. So I'm asking you just to come on in and bring all your digital devices. May it be your laptop. May it be your tablet. May it be your smartphone. Whatever digital devices that you have at your disposal, you are encouraged to bring them aboard the Old Ship of Zion. Hallelujah. And you can follow me as I go into the Word of God. And at your own discretion, you can write down the scriptures and go back and refer to them, you know, because I know that I'm bringing you the divine word of truth, but it's nothing like you going behind me, you know, and just checking out the scriptures for yourself. Hallelujah. And allowing God to speak to you. Hallelujah. So I don't know how my vocals are over the air, but I hope and pray that they're coming across pretty clearly on this morning. I'm not sure, but I just hope and pray that they're coming across pretty clearly. I'm study adjusting my vocals and my earphones and all of that good stuff, you know. But in the meantime, hallelujah, I just hope and pray that it does come across as clear as possible. All right, I'm scheduled to be with you this morning in 1 hour. And the second phase of this program, I'll be bringing you the hymns of Zion. And that is to lift up your spirit and encourage your heart. So right now, as we approach this podium, I want to introduce a holy deity. I want to present him to some and introduce the others. He's Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Hallelujah, yet born in Bethlehem over 2,000 light years ago. And we know that he's not in a manger. He's not in a tomb. But he's sitting up in his heavenly dominions on the right-hand side of his Father. And we just thank you, O gracious Heavenly Father. Hallelujah. We come with a grateful heart of your sovereignty and your love unmeasured. Hallelujah. We thank you, O gracious Heavenly Father, for enabling us to gather in unity, God, once again around the spectrum. Father God, we know that this earthly soil that we're treading on is not our eternal destination. But we know, God, that you have lying in waiting a mansion that's not built by mortal man. But you are the craftsman, you are the creator. But until you crack those clouds one historical day, God, we will continue in your will and in your way, mounting up from the four corners of this earth, from the north, south, east, and west, as pilgrims through this barren land. I'm asking you on this morning, God, to anoint these lips of clay. Able me to bring a rhema word to those that may, then again, may not know of you in the pardons of their iniquity. Grace me, your servant, God, with words of encouragement and words of wisdom. To each and every one that are hurting deep down in the epitome of their very heart and soul, Father God, we'll be so mindful to give your name the glory, honor, and praise. These and other blessings we ask in your Son Jesus' mighty, marvelous name. And we'll let the cathedral, temple of God's people say, amen and amen. All right, well, without any further ado, we're going to take you right now live on into a live program. And our sermon on this morning entitled, No Prejudice. I want to say that one more time. Our sermon on this morning entitled, No More Prejudice. And we're taking our key scripture, hallelujah, out of the law of James 2:1, and it reads this: My brothers, do not hold the faith of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Lord of glory, with partiality. That scripture reading once again is coming out of the law of James 2:1. Hallelujah. So we're going to move on to our second key scripture, and it reads this: Christ has broken down the middle wall of separation. That scripture reading is coming out of the law of Ephesians 2:14. And so we're going to explain a little bit about the biblical side of prejudice, and we're going to read a little bit about its history. So we're going to talk about Julius Caesar as he invaded the south coast of Britain in 55 B.C. Hallelujah. We're told that he met resistance from warring Celtic tribes. But a century later, we're told that the Roman controlled and had extended all the way north into what is now Scotland. Conquest took 30,000 Celtic lives, but the Roman victory was short-lived. The surviving clansmen soon began a fierce guerrilla campaign against their occupants. So in the year of AD 122, we're told that the Emperor Hadrian ordered a wall constructed to separate the Romans from the barbarians to the north, Hadrian Wall, and it stands today. Now, we know that in Jesus' day, a barrier that was stronger than the Hadrian Wall, it stood between God and his people. And the Gentiles who were outside their spiritual communities It was the barrier of ethnic prejudice. But God had designed, was to bless all the families of the earth through Abraham. And that scripture reading is coming out of Genesis 12 and 1 through 3. And then we can consult Isaiah 51 and 2. Said, but instead of being a witness to the nation, we find out that Israel nurtured prejudice against the Gentiles. Prejudice and racism remain with us today. Even in our churches, we know that such attitudes do damage to our witnesses of Christ and his love for all people. Jesus laid down his life to redeem you and I and his people from every tribe and nation. So you and I and us, we must not only accept them, we must love them as our brothers and our sisters in Christ. And that scripture reading is coming out of the law of Galatians 3 and 28 through 29, and then the Gospel of Revelation 5 and 9. And we know that Christ's love, his love, create unity, and you can find unity out of diversity. We're talking about no more prejudice. You know, we're living in a world today where prejudice is gone rampant. And just like the book says, that no one is born prejudiced, but you are taught that. And you know, it's a sad thing to be prejudiced, because that means that you limit it in your love for individuals of all color and creed. You have a partition wall up, and you're saying, well, I'm going to love this one, but I'm not going to love this one over here. And so we know that that is not the character that God wants you and I to display. He wants us to display his love. Jesus loved us to the point of death. Hallelujah. The Bible tells us, he said that the Son of Man has come to seek and to save that which was lost. And that scripture reading is coming out of the law of Luke 19 and 10. And I'm reminded that there was a story about a young person that he had many things working against him. He had poverty. He come from a broken home, a violent neighborhood, and he even skipped school. And after that was difficult to have, then he and a friend, hallelujah, his friend was shot to death. And he could consider that to be a wake-up call, but he was determined to change his life. He worked hard to bring his grades from a failing to the top mark. Yet the school counselor did not believe in him and told him that no college would accept him. But the student proved him wrong. He graduated from college and pursued a career in education. He chose that career because, as he said, teachers saw me as a non-entity, a person of low value. He didn't want that to happen to others. And so we know that this Jesus that we serve, those of you that know God and those of you that might not have a personal relationship with God, I want to encourage your heart that Jesus viewed everyone as significant. We know that Zacharias was a dishonest tax collector in the law of Luke 19 and 1 through 10. Jesus could have ignored him, but he saw him in the tree and called him by name. So we know that it is important that Christians acknowledge others as people with value. We know the Christian who doesn't merely see but look at another communicates to that person that he is being recognized as a human being in an impartial and impersonal world of objects. So I want to ask you on today, do the people that you and I and us interact with, they know that we view them as valuable to us and as to God, because each and every one of us is valuable, and no one has more or less of value than the other. We are all the same in the eyes of God. Hallelujah. We know that we have to love people and not things, and use things and not people, but to love each and every one that God has placed in our pathway, in our life, in our family circle. Can you tell anybody that you meet that I love you? I love you. You are my brother. You are my sister. Can you say that in honesty? Well, I tell you, Overseer Ward is a recipient of that. I can tell anyone, anywhere, that I love them. I don't have to stumble with my words. I can tell them and look them eyeball to eyeball and tell them I love you. I love you, my brother. I love you, my sister. You are my brother and my sister. And we don't have to come from the same family, hallelujah, tree to be clinically inclined. We are spiritually inclined through Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Bless your holy name. And I'm also reminded about a story in the Newsweek magazine. They were talking about that statistic in 50% of hiring managers said they believe that an unattractive but qualified job candidates would have a hard time getting hired. It was said that 84% of the managers said that their bosses would hesitate before hiring a qualified older candidate. 64% of hiring managers said they believe companies should be allowed to hire people based on appearance. All are clear examples of unacceptable prejudice. This is not new. It has crept into the early church, and James confronted it head on with his prophetic grit and a pastor's heart. He wrote, "My brothers, do not hold the faith of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Lord of glory, with partiality." James 2:1. James gave an example of this type of prejudice, favoring the rich and ignoring the poor. This was inconsistent with holding faith in Jesus without partiality.